Hello everyone, welcome to Recultism Podcast. It's at IanTodd82 and hashtag Recultism Podcast. First up today is Nightcrawler, a 2014 American thriller film directed by Dan Gilroy, starring Jake Gyllenhaal, and it's about a guy who records footage of violent events late at night in Los Angeles and sells the footage to a local television station, like, you know, people getting attacked, killed and whatnot. Yeah, it's pretty dark. The film, I can't remember. I always refuse to just Google things because I always think I should be able to remember. But it was a British film where a guy goes around with the camera all the time. And I always forget the title of it. It's by Powell, who was part of that very successful British directing and writing duo. Again, can't remember his name. It was basically a guy who goes around with a camera everywhere and he just can't operate without it, and a bit Taxi Driver-ish as well, but it is very good, quite depressing, quite sad, but just this obsessional behaviour, you know. And you know, as a job, Christ, if that's your job, that must be a pretty awful job, but you have to be quite disconnected from people and not have any emotion, I suppose, really. But it's very good, very well performed by him as well, so definitely want to check out Nightcrawler. Next up is The Mask, and it's the 1994 superhero fantasy comedy film with the legend, that is, Jim Carrey. And also Jim Carrey was absolutely brilliant, and obviously, but Cameron Diaz was in her film debut. It's an unlucky bank clerk who finds a mask, and it grants him extraordinary cartoon-like superpowers, causing havoc around the city. I love this film. I think it's brilliant. And it just shows how great Carrey is. You know, he's done some really great films, but comedy is just where he's absolutely at. So basically, he's called Stanley Ipkiss. He's a shy and unlucky guy. And then all of a sudden, once he puts the mask on, he just turns into this crazy guy. Somebody stop me, you know, absolutely brilliant. If you like Carrey, you'll love it, but if you don't, you know. But yeah, Cameron Diaz is obviously fantastic in this, and she doesn't have to do a lot, but she just looks amazing in it and all that, and it's just a good foil for him. Yeah, just brilliant, just a fun film, completely switched off, good fun film. And if you like Jim Carrey, you'll love it. And if you haven't seen it, where you been? Next up is Locke, and that's L-O-C-K-E, and it's directed by Stephen Knight, who a lot of people know for his work on It's directed by Stephen Knight and starring Tom Hardy. It's basically Tom Hardy's in the title role with voices from Tom Holland, Olivia Colman, Andrew Scott, Ruth Wilson, Ben Daniels, and Alice Lowe. I mean, brilliant people already just doing voices. And basically, a guy is called Ivan Locke. He's supervising a large concrete pour in Birmingham. And he's a construction foreman. He learns that a colleague he had a one-night stand with has gone into premature labour. So despite his responsibilities and his having wife and son and all that waiting him, he decides to drive to London to be with her. And then he just basically just everything just unravels, and all the people who are doing their voices are people trying to call him and find out what's going on and stuff like that. It's all filmed within the car, a BMW, driving down the M6 motorway. And it was done in real time. Absolutely brilliant. Brilliant performance. If you like the sort of, it doesn't go on too long as well. It's just quite succinct. And it's just, he just plays it brilliantly. Just one man in a car. Who would have thought it? Do you know what I mean? But yeah, brilliant, brilliant film. Tom Hardy, obviously, everyone knows he's a brilliant actor. But this really shows his acting chops, as I say. Next up, Vic Reeves, Big Night Out. Again, if you've not seen it, get out and go and see it. Yeah. So there's a new Big Night Out coming soon, apparently, a one-off on the BBC. This is something I was introduced to when I was a kid. Two series of it, 15 episodes, Vic and Bob, or Reeves and Mortimer. And yeah, this is just, this is, I think it's up there with their best work, Reeves and Mortimer. It was a British stage show and then became a TV show on Channel 4 in 1990-91. It was the first kind of television stuff they'd done. And it's just fantastic. It's just basically just them just on stage. It's like a stage show type thing, you know, like a live event sort of thing. Just messing about, weird stuff going on, random acts coming on. Graham List, it's just brilliant. If you love that sort of surrealist stuff, you got Judge Nutmeg, you know, Morrissey the Consumer Monkey, the Stots were originally on here, Wavy Davy, you know, it's just, that sounds like nonsense, I guarantee if you, but it all kind of spawned from what they were doing live and stuff, in London and stuff. But yeah, just absolutely brilliant. If you've never seen it before, definitely search out. It's out on DVD, obviously, as well. And it'll be coming out on BBC later in the year, apparently. So that should be absolutely amazing. Next up is Demons. This is directed by Lamberto Bava and produced by Argento. And yeah, I love this film. It's a 1985 Italian action horror film. I didn't realise it had 7 sequels, but I've only seen Demons 2, so whether they're related to it, I don't know. But just the concept of this original one. On the Berlin subway, this student gets off at a stop and is pursued by a mysterious masked man. He actually offers her tickets rather than attacking her to a free screening at the Metropole, an isolated and recently renovated local theatre. They go to the theatre and all hell breaks loose. I think I've still got it at a key ring as well for the Metropole. Brilliant, gory sort of horror, great concept. Argento co-wrote the script and all that, you know, it's just fantastic. I didn't realise as well that another one of Argento's daughter played the character of Hannah, and that was Fiore. So that's interesting. But yeah, brilliant film, lovely concept and stuff like that. If you like Argento, we love it. Quite a splatter, sort of gory sort of stuff. Very good. So, thanks very much for listening. @IanTodd82 on Twitter. Thanks very much. Bye.